This is Eco Money on Money FM 89.3, where we take a look at the latest trends in sustainability and finance. I'm Rachel Kelly. Communities and businesses are being encouraged to be more sustainable through avenues such as Singapore's Climate Change Action Plan and the Green Investment Program. However, according to some industry players, small and medium-sized enterprises still have misconceptions about going green, or in other words, becoming more sustainable. For example, some may believe that embarking on a sustainability path will only lead to increased costs, and this is something that only big corporations have the ability to tackle. But Francis Chen, head of corporate sustainability at HSBC Singapore, says that this isn't really the case.
There are a few common myths, but I would say the biggest would be that pursuing sustainability is costly and affects the bottom line. And the higher costs are usually often associated in investments in equipment that are more expensive, for instance, or potentially additional time and effort that an SME has to spend on understanding something that is quite new for them, which is, you know, what does sustainability mean for them?
In fact, Francis adds that SMEs can look at so-called low-hanging fruit, such as electricity and water usage. If SMEs are able to be more efficient with their resources consumed, that will translate to smaller electricity and water bills. But sustainability goes beyond turning off the tap. It can also allow SMEs to look at the risks that impact their bottom line and better prepare for them.
Sustainability is quite important for SMEs because sustainability, if you think about it, it actually makes a lot of business sense. And it doesn't really matter the size of the business, but also applicable for SMEs as well. Generally, if you look at sustainability, it helps SMEs become a bit more lean and resourceful, which is obviously beneficial for the competitiveness of SMEs.
Earlier this year, HSBC launched the first green loan for SMEs in Singapore. The loan has a minimum limit of $350,000 to make it more accessible to SMEs.
Putting sustainable financing on the map of SMEs allows SMEs an opportunity to talk about sustainability, which is may not happen often during their daily operations. And we have an opportunity to talk about this and exchange views with banks that have expertise and experiences in supporting other businesses on their sustainability journeys. I find that a very important step, actually, because it's only when you open up that conversation that you can really think about how sustainable financing can improve the business for an SME. And the second, actually, from a bigger picture point of view, is that it gives SMEs a framework to really think about sustainability. And for SME, I think it could be very intimidating to think about and try to tackle sustainability. But sustainable financing actually provides a framework. I wouldn't say, you know, the most perfect framework, but it provides a framework to think about it.
And that was Francis Chen, head of corporate sustainability at HSBC Singapore. This has been Eco Money on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly.